Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tzadi Vav Amud Beis. We are in the fifth five of Mishnah Berurah, in the middle, towards the end of Simon Tov Pei Tes, dealing with the Halachos of Siras Omer. We begin at the very top with Siv Ches. The Mechaber writes, Im Shochach Levorech B'Echod Me'ayomim. If a person forgot to count Sfira on one of the days of the Siras Omer, whether this is Ben Yom Rishon, Ben Mishar Yomim, whether it's the first day or any other day, so the halacha is Sofer Bishar Yomim below Bracha. We are concerned for the Shita of the Baal Halachos Gedolos that says that each night is not a separate mitzvah, that it's one continuous mitzvah, and therefore if you break the chain and you don't count for a full day, neither at night and you don't remember during the following day, we're concerned for the Shita of the Bahag, and therefore we count the rest of the Omer, obviously, because we paskin, in fact, not like the Bahag, that each night is a separate mitzvah, and therefore, even if you technically forgot one night, you're allowed to go and count the next night with a bracha, but because of the chashash of the Bahag, so we say do it without a bracha. So therefore, the Mechaber is telling us, if you forgot to count for a full day and night, you didn't count it all that night, and the next day as well, Ben Yom Rishon, Ben Mishar Yomim, first day, or any other day of the Sfira, Sofer Bishar Yomim, below bracha. The halacha l'maisa is that we tell you to count because the mitzvah is to count every day, but we tell you not to do a bracha because of the concern of the Bahag. In the Ber HaGol, he brings down that this is Tosus as well, bringing this down in the Gemara Menachos in the name of the Bahag. Let's look in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Hei. Rotsa lomar, shalos siper, you didn't count at all. V'lo niskar at svira shachra, you didn't count the night, and then the whole next day, you forgot still, and you didn't count without a bracha the whole next day. And the same thing would apply if a person made a mistake. Let's say last night was the fourth night of the Omer, and by accident towards the third night of the Omer, and he only realizes when he's up to the fifth day of the Omer that he didn't count the fourth day. The same din applies, dino kimo shelo siper klal. It's as if he didn't count at all, because counting the wrong day is tantamount to not counting at all. The issue footnote number 72 brings down what happens if you remember during the Ben Hashmashos period of time. So let's say you forgot to count night four, and you didn't remember during the day for four. But now, you're davening mincha, and you realize it's the Ben HaShemashos period of time, and you didn't count Sfira last night. So if it's during the Ben HaShemashos period of time, the Shari Tshuva brings down, Yesh Sovrim Shiyam Shilch Lisbar Eshayom Mebebracha V'yesh Chokim. It brings down, there's a machlokis over here as to whether if you count now during the Ben HaShemashos, that can count that you didn't break your streak, and therefore you can count the rest of the days with a bracha or not. So the Chakav HaChaim writes, Ein Yochel L'Hamshich. He says, if you count during the Ben HaShemashos, you lost your streak, we were concerned with the Bahag, and you're not allowed to count with a bracha, count the rest of the days without a bracha. And this was the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, who brings down over here, because this is a Svek Sveka L'Chumra, over here. Why? Maybe, number one, Ben HaShemashos in a yom hamocharas, el yom sha'achra. It's maybe yesterday, maybe tomorrow. Plus, you have the consideration of the Bahag, that you, if you miss the day, you're not allowed to count. So this is the Svek Sveka L'Chumra. And he says you can't use the Svek Sveka L'Chumra in regards to counting with a bracha. On the other hand, Rav Ozan Zatzal bring down the Kovitz and Beis Levi, she is part of the Ben HaShemashos below bracha. Count now when you remember the Ben HaShemashos without a bracha, of course, and then you can count the rest of the days because of this Svek Sveka with a bracha. He says the Svek Sveka is as follows, Shemakola Yom Mitzvah, because maybe we don't hold like the Bahag, and also maybe the Ben HaShemashos was still day, so therefore you're okay from the Svek Sveka over here that you can count the rest of the days with a bracha. And he says it's especially true according to the poskim that say the ikar halacha is like the Rishonim that hold not like the Bahag, and therefore one can rely upon their opinion to count the rest of the days with the bracha when you have the additional svek svek over here, that the additional suffix that maybe it was day when you counted. This was the opinion of a Yashiv, Shim Siper at Shloshes Rei Dakos Achar Eshkiya. As long as you counted within 13 minutes after the Shkiya, you can count the rest of the days with a bracha, because you can also be Mitzarif, the opinion of Yossi, who says that the Shkiya ends Beherif Ayin, at the Bein HaShemashos period of time is only a Herif Ayin, and therefore until the 13 and a half minutes after the Shkiya, it's still Vaday Day, so you count that as well. And he brings down for Shelo Shus Or Letzion that you can even count up to 25 minutes after the Shkia, you can still count there afterwards with a bracha. If a person forgot on Friday night, and he davened Marv early, and he said Kabbalah Shabbos, and he accepted Shabbos, nevertheless, with Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal brings down the Yigus Moshe, that you can still count at that point in time without a bracha if it hasn't yet become night yet, and then you can continue counting afterwards with a bracha. Mishabur continues, Sivkot Lamed Vav, that The reason why you can count the rest of the days of the bracha, kidas habi poskim the ain sayom makim zezet, all the other Rishonim that disagree with the Bahag and say that you count each day as a separate mitzvah, and therefore v'chol yom v'yom mitzvah mifnei atzmahi, and therefore you certainly should count, albeit we're concerned with the Bahag, so we don't make the bracha. Like the Bahag, that we're concerned that you need to have seven intact Shabbosos, and since you miss the day, you don't have the Tmimos, the Ha'chosir Chad Yom, because you're missing out on one day. He adds, as we've already pointed out, whenever you're in a situation where you can't count, so then listen to the Chazan, to the Rabbi, and Biotze with their bracha, because that's perfectly good. Or Echad Mi'am Avarachin. Or if you're not in the shul, somebody else, let them say it who's chayiv in a bracha, and you can be yotze with them. They just have to have the mind to be yotze yo, and you have to be mind to be yotze with their bracha. In shul, it's an automatic that the chazan, the rabbi, is being motzi you automatically. And then you should try v'yana amein b'chavon alatzis. You should answer amein specifically afterwards. This issue footnote 75 brings down that ideally, whenever you're being yotze with a bracha, you should answer amein. But even if you don't answer amein, as long as you heard it and intended to be yotze, you would in fact be yotze. And then v'acha karispa, then you count for yourself. And you are, in this way, fulfilling the mitzvah in the most perfect way, because you're hearing the bracha with somebody else, you're saying the bracha, in other words, and therefore, you're counting with the bracha. Brings down the name of the Eli Rabba and the Pri Chodosh. The issue footnote number 73 brings down, if a person gets out during the Svira, so are all the previous brachas that he made considered a bracha of Atala? So the Chidah says, yes, they're all considered a bracha of Atala. However, the Shelus Shuvas Kinas Sofrim says they're not considered a bracha of Atala, and he brings down a reason from Pinchas Scheinberg's Zatzal, because that's the way the brachas were set up, that each night you're supposed to make a bracha as part of the chain, and therefore, even though you get out, it's not considered a bracha of Atala. He then brings down a very interesting discussion. We had a little allusion to this the other day. What happens if a person's scheduled for an operation during the Sfiras Omer, and he's always going to miss a day? He's going to be out of it for a full day. So he brings down from the Shelus Shuvas Arlet Zion, you don't concern yourself that every bracha is a bracha v'tola. No, you go and count, and the day that you have the operation, that's when you'll be out, so to say. And he says the reasoning is because even according to the Bahag, the idea of tmimos, but he says nevertheless, this din of tmimos is that you're supposed to count each day in a row. So you have counted each day in a row, and therefore, even though you get out at some point, you're out on day 19 when you have the operation, until then it was a beretz of echad, and it's allowed. This was the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, and he adds, right now you have the obligation to count sphira, and therefore you count the sphira with a bracha. And Rav Yashiv says the same thing, and Rav Hazza says the same thing, and he adds an additional reason, because maybe your procedure is going to be canceled. And therefore, he says it's a svek sveka. Number one, maybe we paskin that it's not a bracha levatola, and number two, maybe your procedure will be canceled. On the other hand, Rav Nissen Karlitz, as Sal says, he's a tzarechi, and maybe the person shouldn't count with a bracha. I assume, according to him, the best dates would be, if you're going to shul every night, listen to the Rav, listen to the Shliach Tzibur, and be yotzei with them, and this way you get around the concern. Then he has an interesting discussion. What about if a person travels from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, so he has more than a 24-hour day? So he brings down from the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh, not sure. Maybe if 24 hours have gone by, it's too late for you to count, even though it's still day where you're going. On the other hand, Rav Hazza Zatzal in the Kovach Mei Slevi brings down that you definitely can count over here at that point in time because the day is not over. What about going the other way, from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael? So Tzvi Pesach Frank Zatzal is also uncertain if you can count early in those days because you haven't had 24 hours. So you get to Eretz Yisrael, it's already Ma'ariv time, but for you it's not 24 hours. He's not sure if you should count, but Rav Hazza Zatzal, again, the Kovach Mei Slevi, says you can count as soon as it's dark in the place that you're going. Then he has a whole interesting discussion about the international date line with people crossing backwards and forwards, how you count Sfira, Ayin Sham, over here in the rest of this Deir Shu footnote. Deir Shu footnote number 74 has an interesting discussion. If somebody forgot to count a day and wrote a list for Kedei Lotzi Acha Yidei Chova, but you're in shul, you're the only one that knows how to say it with a bracha, let's say, or you're counting with a friend, you're the only one that can say it with a bracha, he doesn't know how to say the bracha, can you be yotze him with the bracha that he's obligated in, but you're not? So he brings down from Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank Zatzal in the name of the Beis HaLevi, Shalom Rosh HaSiras Atzmo Yichol Bracha. If you were alone, you wouldn't be able to go and make a bracha, but because of the mitzvah of Arevus, Koyso El Arevim Zelazeh, you can count for him because he has the obligation to count with the bracha, and therefore you can be motzi him. This is also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. On the other hand, the Kaf HaChaim disagrees. Kaf HaChaim says, "Hu nechshav le'enu mechuyev b'mitzvah." You're not obligated in this mitzvah, and you can't be motzi somebody else if you're not obligated in the mitzvah. He says it's just like Mikra Megillah, where if a person is a ben krach, that he has to go and read the mitzvah, the Megillah, on Tezvav, and Yochel Lahotzi Ben Ir, Shadino Likrobi Yudalit. He can't be Motzi somebody whose obligation is on Yudalit. And this is also the opinion of Rav Ossi Zatzal in the Shel Shuvah Shevet Levi. However, he says, Im Siper Kidei Lahotzi Acher Misirosa, if you did in fact count for somebody else, so the Kaf HaChaim brings down Yesh Machlokis Im Yahotzi Anad, as we just said, and therefore it's Mesupok Im Siper V'chol Lahamship Lispor B'Shar Yom Mevrocha. And the rest of the days you could count with a bracha in that situation, because you did ultimately count over here. What about a rabbi who forgot? Now, the rabbi is often the one who says the Siris HaMishul. Now, if he forgot, it's going to be a very big busha for the Torah and for this Rav. So, Rav Ossi Zatzal, the Shel Shuvah Shevet HaLevi brings down, if the rabbi forgot, he can go and count on behalf of the Tzibor the rest of the nights with the bracha. Mishum Shem Lo Yuchol HaMshich, if he can't do this, it would cause a bizoyon lekovet HaTorah and kovet HaTzibor. It would be a terrible desecration over here. And he says, B'shas HaDchak, you can rely upon those poskim that say that, not like the Bahag, that every day is really a separate day, a separate bracha, and you can rely upon them to prevent this bizoyon of the Torah and the Tzibor. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Masu Sofer B'Shar Yom and brings down a fascinating shita from the Maritz Gios in the name of Rav Haigon. And he says that the concept of Tmimos is on the weeks. And therefore, Bechol Mishlam Shavuei, Kishom Recheshbon HaShavuei, Makayim Shiva Shavuos Tmimos Tiyena. Says you technically are fulfilling this concept of Tmimos just when you count the weeks. And he brings that in Dershu footnote number 77, therefore, that Im Shochach Lispor B'Yom Shenishlam Shavuei, if you forgot to say the Sefira on a day where it's like the 7th day, the 14th day, L'choladeos in a Rosh HaLhamshech Lispor B'Rocha, that everybody, not only the Bahag, says in that situation that you couldn't continue counting with a bracha. He adds an additional fascinating idea, which is not brought down by the poskim. The hecha dishtala yom echad, when you forget one day, let's say you forget day number 3, so the next day you count, yesterday was number 3, and tonight is number 4. So therefore, you count both of the spheres on the next day after that you forgot. The kiv in the morning, gam shalesmo lo nofach mikal tmimos tiyena. He says, therefore, you're completing it because you're counting tonight is the 4th night, but you're also saying, and last night was the 3rd night. It's not only Maritz Gios. He says it's also the Shibali Lek in the name of other Gonim. However, he says, Shar poskim lo yiskiru svarzu. Most of the other poskim don't bring this down. And they say, Tmimos tiyena goes on each day. And you must count Badafka at night. And in Dershu footnote number 78, he brings down that since we count the first day at night, so we have to count all the other days at night as well. Finally, Chofetz Chaim concludes, he says that the Elyu Rabba says we should be concerned about this Rav Haigon over here, that you should in fact count when you miss the day of the Sefira, you should count tonight is the 4th day and last night was the 3rd day. However, he says, Shar Chonon Lo Skiru Dovarzeh, and this doesn't seem to be the minhag that people do. If they miss the day, they don't say the next day, tonight is this day and yesterday was that day. Mechaber continues and he says, Avol im Mesupakim Dileg Yom Echad V'lo Safar. If a person is not sure, did he or did he not count yesterday? First part of this sif was he certainly didn't count. Now he's not sure. Maybe he did or maybe he didn't count. So what do you do in the Safik situation? Yispar Bishar Yom Mebrocha. In this situation, we don't pass on like the Bahag. We do say that you can rely upon all the other Rishonim that say you can count every day as a separate institution of a bracha, and therefore you count the rest of the days with a bracha as well. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamaches explains, the Ika Svek Svek, you have a double Svek over here. Number one, Shema Lo Dilek Klal. Maybe you counted. And Vim Tim Siloma Shadilek, and even if you didn't count, Shema Halachikos and Poskim, the Chol Yom Hu Mitzvah Bifnei Atzmo. We ask them, not like the Bahag, like all the other Rishonim that say each day is a separate mitzvah. Therefore, you have the Svek Svek over here, and you do in fact count. The Shaar HaTzion, Osman Vav, he brings his down name of Pri Chodesh and other Achronim, and he says, Vekoshkin, certainly, in Sofek, it's not the first day, so then he says he definitely can count over there with a bracha. Dershu footnote number 76 brings down from Shlomo Zalman that the Mishnah Berurah is not really saying over here that it's a real classical Svek Sveka. He's really saying that we paskin like the Rov Poskim that say that if you missed one night, you really still count every other night with a bracha. And then he's mitstarif also the Sofek, maybe he said the Sfira that day, maybe he didn't. The same thing would apply with every situation where we say go count again with a bracha, but if you didn't do that, so then you still can continue all the rest of the nights with a bracha as well. And therefore, v'lochein im toa b'yomim v'lo toa b'shuos. If a person made a mistake on the days, but he counted the weeks correctly, o toa b'shuos v'lo toa b'yomim. He counted the days correctly, but he made a mistake in the weeks. So dino lachsav l'svar b'l'brocha k'ne'el b'sif kotin zayin. As we've already said, you should count again without a bracha. But if you forgot in lochas avasiper, if you didn't do that, afilu hochi monishar yomim bracha, then you are allowed to still count the rest of the days of the bracha. And he says ayin in the bir halacha, where he discusses a number of interesting other situations. For example, a person who's an onain and he can't count now. So as long as he can count the rest of the day, they bury at 10 o'clock in the morning, so then he can count the rest of that day without a bracha, and then he continues counting the rest of the nights with a bracha. And he explains that this is not because it's a tashlumim, but it's still the time for the Svira Sa'omer. Because if it was a tashlumim, so then you were potter at the time if it was only nighttime. So he says technically you can count all day long. In Dishu footnote number 79, he brings down that if the person was an onin and he counted, so then he wasn't allowed to count, he wasn't mechuyev in the davar, and therefore he says, en yotzi de chova v'tzorich lazav likro achar kvura. If he counted before the burial, so it doesn't count, he has to count after the burial. He then has a whole interesting discussion, what about a katan who becomes bar mitzvah during the svira? So can he count with the bracha the rest of the days? So there are opinions that say that he can count, he has tumimos, and others say he's only really counting with the bracha midirabbanan, and ayin in this footnote for a number of interesting additional details about this. Included in this is the opinion of the Avnei Nezer that the katan who comes by mitzvah during the svira cannot continue to count with the bracha, albeit that doesn't seem to the halacha lemaisa. He brings out in Dershu footnote number 80 that if an onen on the last day of Sviras Omer is going to be an onen up until Shavuos, so Rosh Shlomo Zalman and Zatzal is not sure over here. In Rashi Ula Hachmer Lisbar below Bracha Kadeshu Kol Bechasov Sheivarach Kol Mochein Mehudaros Lelo Chashash Bracha Levatola. Should this guy count, even though he's an onen, should he say tonight's the 49th day of the Omer, which is the 7 weeks in the Omer, in order that he shouldn't have a chashash over here that all of his 48 days before him were Bracha Levatola? And he says, the Noda Behudu says that you shouldn't go and count when you're an oneg, Kadesh Yuchal, Hamshich, Lisbo, or Shayimon, Mirracha. That's so you shouldn't have the concern or question about the rest of the days with the bracha. So the Noda Behudu says, no, you can't count during the Aninas period of time. But he says, that's not Shayach over here, because now when you count, so it's not for the future days, it's to, so to say, make sure that all your previous days weren't a bracha of Atalah. In any event, he's left with the Tzorich Iyun. Siv test. The Mechaber writes, Leil Shabbos velo Yontif, on Friday night or on Yontif night. You make Kiddush first in the shul, and then you go count Sviras HaOmer. The reasoning is, Mishabur explains the Sivkot Lamites, Shekol Mashenucha Lahaktish Kedusha Sayom, Yeshlo Lahaktim. You try to make Yontif, Shabbos, come in as soon as possible, so you do it before the Sviras HaOmer. The issue footnote number 81 brings down, why don't we say Tadir Shaino Tadir over here? So the Prima Garden says, Kimish Yotsu Kragi, they Kiddush Be'at Tvila, because you technically Yotze Kiddush in the Tvila, so therefore one might have thought that you should say Sviras HaOmer first. So the answer is no, we still do Kiddush first. Mishabur continues and says, Vim Sofri Vivei, so Yisbur Kodim Kiddush. But if you're counting at home, so then you go and count at home before you make Kiddush. Why? The Osulacho Kodim Sira, because you're not allowed to eat before the Sira canal, as we've already explained. And you might have thought, Dishu footnote 82 says, go and count Sira right after Kiddush, before the meal. He says that's not proper. You have to have the meal. He brings that from the Aruch HaShulchan. Kivin Shemidin Kiddush B'Makom Sudi Yesh Lecho Miyadach HaKiddush. So therefore, you should eat right after the Kiddush. Therefore, you're not allowed to eat before Svira. So therefore, say Svira at home, and then Kiddush, and then wash and have the meal. On the other hand, when Shabbos is over, Motzi Shabbos Yontif, so then, Kodim Havdalah. You count Svira before Havdalah. But after the Acha Kaddish Tiskabel, which is part of the Shemona Esrei still. Mishabur and Sivkot and Mem explains, because you want to delay the ending of Shabbos in Yontif as much as you can, so say Svira first. And the issue footnote number 83 says, because Shalot Tira Kiddush HaSa Shabbos Elinu Kamasu, he brings out for Shulchan Aruch HaRav, you don't want to make it look like it's a burden on you when you get rid of Shabbos and Yontif as fast as you can. He says, but wait a second, in this situation, you haven't yet declared that Shabbos and Yontif is over. How can you count Svira? So he brings down Mikol Mokum from the Mogim Avram, Kivin Shechashecha Reza Laila. Since it's dark already, it's nighttime. So even if you didn't say Havdalah, it's still already nighttime. And he brings down a raya that after Pesach is over, even though you didn't daven Marv, once Pesach is over, you're allowed to actually eat Chometz technically prior to the Havdalah. Again, I'm going to not to eat before Havdalah, but let's say a person has to eat something, so you'd be allowed to eat Chometz even before Havdalah. Chok Yaakov brings an additional reason that you technically said Havdalah in the Shemoneh Esrei already, so therefore you can say Sviro now. Mishabur Sivkot Mem Aleph, he brings down after the Kaddish Tiskabi, say it, because Rotsaloma, Masha Omrim Achre, Vihinoam, Vyatakadosh, that's considered those paragraphs, so you know I'm not the Kaddish, that's considered part of the Shemoneh Esrei. And the Kaddish Diskabel, the Kaddish Kama Eino Gomer, the Chatzi Kaddish that you said, before you said, Bino Amanata Kadosh, Eno Kaddish Shalom, that's not a full Kaddish, and the Kaddish is Kabbal, that means the end of Shemoneh Esrei, and now you can see us Omer. However, Yitin Lecha, Omer Macha Sfira, that you say after the Sfira, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav in the issue foot number 84 brings down, you finish your Tefillah with Kaddish Diskabel, so you have to say Sfira Omer right away. With this, we conclude today's Shir.